Mental Health Times 2. The man with the expertise, medical credentials, and experience is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who runs Lake Cardiology down in Mondora, which is outside of Orlando, Florida. Has been heard on the radio for years and years and years. Has been helping people for decades who have all kinds of problems, and now he's here to help you. If you care to share your question, help yourself to our toll-free lines open at the time of your entry into our world, which would mean right now, 888-553-7536. Yes, you have entered the world of pleasant, gentle, helpful, knowledgeable medical information and advice. And this week, the American Heart Association meeting in Ken's area. He spent a lot of time in Orlando. A lot of information has come out. Heart attacks, heart problems, number one. Cancer, number two. I don't think that changes much. But the information changes a lot, and the way people are being treated. And I guess that, Ken, if you were really to summarize most of this, as I'm looking through what sort of is a summary of events here this week, education, 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 education. Thinking about how you live, thinking about how you eat, thinking about how you get your rest, all of those things are still pretty much the underlying, underscoring things people have to keep in their minds, right?
Well, there's a ton of, good morning, there's a ton of amazing information that came out. Scientists, thousands of them, and medical physicians from all around the world met in my backyard this week here in Orlando and exchanged the latest information, the latest breakthroughs about heart disease, keeping your heart healthy, prevention, diagnosis, treatment. And again, as hopefully we all know, heart disease is the number one killer of Americans. Since 1984, more women than men have died of heart disease each year. And if you add up all the reasons why people die, it still is less than those numbers that die from heart disease. The major breakthrough of the week is a story, actually three publications that were released this week here in Orlando at the American Heart Association Scientific Sessions, and it deals with stem cells that show promise in healing damaged hearts. This is really new hope for heart failure patients. Heart failure usually often occurs, not the only reason, but after a heart attack, there's damage to the muscle. The heart can't pump adequate blood flow to meet the needs of the body. This is the most common reason that Medicare patients are admitted to the hospital. It's a huge problem. It affects millions of people worldwide. It's expensive. It shortens productive people's lives. It's a very important part of their life. And medicines work a little bit. They're certainly better than what we have done in the past without them. And we have now devices that can help strengthen the heart. But we are still, as heart doctors, challenged to really keep people going as long as we would like. When I was a medical student in the 1970s, heart failure was a disease like lung cancer in terms of its prognosis. It's not so bad now, but we still need breakthroughs, and there is one. The efforts to use stem cells sourced from bone marrow or heart itself helps revitalize heart damaged by heart attack, and this got a big boost from these three studies that were presented this week at the annual scientific sessions of the American Heart Association. Doug, in the first study, they demonstrated that infusing bone marrow stem cells into the heart several days, and this was the key, you can't wait, several days after a heart attack, it's safe, it provides benefits that last up to 5 years. However, a second study demonstrated that waiting 10 to 20 days after a heart attack to inject the cells back into the heart is too long. And this is why perhaps many studies before these were just not successful. And a third study looked at the use of stem cells originating from the patient's own heart. This has never been done in humans. This is the result of a phase one. This is what we call the earliest part of a clinical trial. It found real benefit from cardiac stem cells infusions for heart failure patients who had suffered a heart attack. And again, this is the first time this approach has been tested in humans. And a lot of doctors who are hard to get very excited are very excited about these preliminary results.
All right, so stem cell research shows once again that this is an area that needs to really be worked on. There's great help. There's great hope there. I find that very interesting, very intriguing. I wondered, as you were going through a lot of these things, how much alternative, this is a pretty conventional group, the American Heart Association, and I wonder how much alternative or so-called alternative, whatever you want to use, this is a group of people who pretty much are traditionalists, or is there alternative information that comes out of these meetings as well?
Well, I think anything that is evidence-based, anything that has good science behind it is acceptable. One of the big results this week was the kiwi. Three kiwi a day keeps the doctor away. It's very good at lowering blood pressure. So I think especially younger generation of physicians are very open to blended medicine as long as there's good science behind it. But the American Heart Association scientific sessions, that's what it's all about. This is really the basic science of heart disease, predominantly understanding the basics of the heart and trying to figure out how to attack the number one killer.
So when you find out about something that is in terms of what is damaging your body, your heart, your circulatory system, you apply different things. I think it's interesting, the kiwi thing, kiwi full of vitamin C, and that's one of the suggestions that came out of it. Is that where this, the foods with vitamin C may help heart failure patients, or they're keeping blood pressure down? It's you just took regular vitamin C, does that help you?
No.
What are the properties of kiwi, which is a wonderful fruit? My daughter introduced me to it 4 or 5 years ago. I have one at least every day.
Well,
don't have three, but maybe I better start.
Let's talk a little bit about the alternative ends at the American Heart Association, because there really were a number of them. You mentioned kiwi, an apple a day. Mm. It's a kiwi that's going to keep us away. Three a day showed that actually the blood pressure after 8 weeks, there was a 3.6 millimeter lowering of the top number. And what is felt to be so good about kiwi is it has lutein, which is a very potent antioxidant, and that's why we think the kiwi is so good. Kiwi is delicious. I know few people who don't like kiwi.
Yeah, I got to let it get ripe, but not too squishy. It was not good hard.
Absolutely delicious.
Good, yeah.
And you asked me about vitamin C. Also, at this week's American Heart Association, the news was that taking the supplements were not helpful, but people with heart failure who did not eat enough vitamin C-rich foods were almost twice as likely to be hospitalized or die as those with heart failure who got enough vitamin C in their diet. Also, they were more than twice as likely to have high levels of these inflammatory proteins, that C-reactive protein in the blood, and this has also been linked to heart disease. So it's good news for us in Florida. You want to get your citrus, your vitamin C from foods. And also there was information about vitamin D from this same meeting. You asked me about more about the other alternative medicine. And this has become mainstream, Doug. It's really the gates are blending and widening, and people are holding hands on both sides. Yeah. Low levels of vitamin D, they may put a woman at greater risk for heart attacks and stroke. Women with low vitamin D levels, they had more risk factors for heart disease. They had higher levels of triglycerides, higher fasting glucose, that's the sugar, a higher body mass index, that means they were more obese, and lower of the good cholesterol, and more of them smoked. So there's this correlation between all these risk factors for the number one killer and having a low vitamin D level. And as you, if you've listened to me in the past, you know, I recommend everybody get their vitamin D level, get about 5 to 15 minutes of sun several days a week, and also everybody should be taking some vitamin D either in a supplement or in foods.
So generally speaking, all of the things, we'll try to touch on as many of these as we can. And I'm guessing, even though you haven't maybe digested all of this, does any of this play into our weekly health newsletter this week? What's in the newsletter for people to sign up for or to get? And they've already gotten it if they've signed up for it. What's this week's
focus? We didn't want our women listeners to feel neglected. We had some newsletters about men's health. This week, we've devoted it all to the latest breakthroughs regarding women's health. And I think you'll really enjoy it. I urge you to sign up for it. It's still free at drkenshow.com, my website, or dougsteffen.com. We put so much work into it. it gets harder and harder to keep it short. It's pretty long this week, and I really think you'll enjoy it. I guarantee you'll learn some things you didn't know.
It's, again, easy to sign up for, drkenshow.com. There's a box that comes up if you want to sign up for our newsletter, and you just put your email address in, and voila, it comes to you. So we're going to continue our focus on the American Heart Association meetings, American Heart scientific sessions, the information that's come out that's new. This is an annual event. Now, most of these organizations have their events, and usually when they do, there's a lot of presentation of new facts, of research, studies, so that the whole kind of an overwhelming amount of information comes to the surface here. And because Ken is a heart specialist, it is of extreme interest to him. But in terms of things that we've said already, you've suggested something here, the vitamin folks. I'm guessing.
I really tried to get the practical breakthroughs, yeah. And I've really tried to keep away the hard science that is not going to immediately have a benefit, except for the stem cell, because I think that's a very exciting story. The rest of it is just practical breakthroughs that you can quickly add to your lifestyle as we get through
this.
And
a lot of it is common sense. Frankly, once you read a little bit, you know the vitamin D is so important.
Well, there's an interesting story from the American Heart Association which shows that intuition and common sense can lead you far astray, and that's the niacin story, and we need to talk about that.
All right, so we will. 888-553-7536. We'll get to some of your calls in a matter of moments. We'll try to cover some more of this ground as sort of a precursor or a setup to many of the discussions we may have today. Heart disease and cancer, again, the topics that we have most in front of us because they are most in front of you as far as effect is concerned. I have a story about cancer related to the passing of my former wife a week ago today, and there are some things that people can learn from her experience. Interesting. Well, I'm off. I'll be off on the crusade in a matter of moments. 888-553-7536. Lots of information here, as
not
usual.
Not only about heart.
No, it's all kinds of things. You have problems with your
anything
hips.
Anything you want.
Yep. That's anything medically. The European Union has banned airport body scanners. Good, Doug. Scanners for health and safety reasons. That'll be an interesting thing. That'll flow around America. But one thing I do want to talk about in a few minutes is the people who are alternative folks and the traditional folks that, as you're suggesting, are getting together for the benefit of their patients. It'll be interesting to see how the group, as it grows and people are embracing both sides of the street, are going to confront the FDA, which is doing more and more to interfere with your health care. It's 20 after the hour on the Good Day Weekend program with Dr. Ken.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is Movies for Grownups.
Here she comes, here she comes.
That's Bonnie Tyler on the soundtrack of Giorgio Moroder's Metropolis, now on home video for the first time in more than 20 years. Film purists were outraged when Moroder took Fritz Lang's 1926 sci-fi classic and added his own score, sung by stars like Freddie Mercury, Adam Ant, and Pat Benatar. But now we can enjoy this Metropolis as a delightful time capsule of not just one, but two unforgettable eras. Now this. You know the easiest way to watch movies is instantly, in your own home, with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Tom Hanks reinvents himself in Larry Crown, Johnny Depp sets sail again in Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, and Reese Witherspoon and Hal Holbrook risk everything in Water for Elephants. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Las Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down. I've got a little respect. Don't take it away.
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
We're discussing the results of the American Heart Association scientific sessions in Orlando this week and how the information impacts you, what you should keep in mind. A lot of good, very helpful information here, it looks to me, and there are many other things that will come up, I'm sure, over the course of the 2 hours that we are together, as usual. It's Dr. Ken Kronhaus at 888-553-7536, Jane, in Utica, New York. Hi, say hi to Dr. Ken.
Hello, Dr. Ken.
How are you, Jane?
Fine, thank you. I'm calling you for my daughter. She's 52 years old. A few years ago, she developed like a tumor, a breast tumor. But you know what? She has cystic breasts. And they sort of said, well, there's nothing, just a cystic breast. They kept getting larger and larger, so it was developed into like a third breast. And they did a biopsy, and it proved it was the lotus. And so she had three surgeries. They said there was no treatment except cutting the tumor out. Well, now in September, she had, I know it was a mammogram, and the radiologist said she's good for six more months. She didn't feel very well. She went to the doctor a couple of weeks ago, and the medical doctor said, no, we have to check this out. There's something definitely wrong. The biopsy proved that this tumor came back, this pilotis. And they say it's a very controversial, very rapid, invasive type of cancer, but there's no treatment for it. I was wondering if you could give me some information where we could get some information about this.
Well, who is her oncologist that's taking care of her, her cancer doctor?
This is it. She's in Florida, and she doesn't have one. She just has a medical doctor and a surgeon.
Well, she what does her doctor think about this? I mean, her doctor should. Jane, you're missing. Your daughter's obviously not telling you everything because I can't. I am not. I'm having trouble understanding even what you're saying, and I mean this politely. I'm sure your daughter's not giving you all the information.
No, she doesn't, because right now what they said is...
Jane, I understand. You're asking questions based on what you don't know.
I've got to talk to your daughter, Jane.
So that's silly.
About this type of cancer.
Jane, have your daughter call me, and I'd be glad to talk to her, okay?
888-553-7536. Let me read you an email, Ken.
Okay.
It sort of follows that the question... Person's name, if I go to the bottom here, Patricia Potts listens in Escondido, California, and heard me this week talking about the experience that my former wife went through. I had mentioned to her Dr. Brzezinski down in Houston, for Tony's reasons, I respect them. She had just decided she'd been in pain for as long as she had been, that it was time for her to not fight anymore. But if you go to Brzezinski's website down in Houston, you'll find all kinds of things out about the important world of the alternative way, the best scenario after all the other treatments don't work, that you can perhaps make your way through the problems that Tony had, which were tumors, and what this lady is describing about her daughter. That's why I bring it up now. So there are these, and we're talking about this in terms of the heart. There are alternative places, facilities, if you will, for people to find out about. But you gotta do the research.
There's some important breakthroughs this week about breast cancer. Actually, just this week, the FDA revoked approval for Avastin for breast cancer. This is big news, saying that the drug is not effective enough to justify its risk, even if patients believe it has helped them live longer. And this, Doug, reverses the course on a drug that was actually approved by the FDA in 2008. It's going to still remain on the market for other uses, such as treating types of colon, lung, kidney, and brain cancer. But the news about Avastin is that it's not effective for breast cancer. If you're on it, talk to your doctor. Don't stop it. Talk to them about stopping it.
So why'd they approve it? If there were questions about it, here's the same old question with the same old stuff.
Before you scream at the FDA,
I'm not screaming. I'm just wondering how.
Save your energy for a second. This is a very common issue with drugs.
Yeah.
Right now, the FDA is trying to get drug approvals out within 10 months. And drugs that are on a high, high urgency, they're getting out in 6 months. But it's very common for drugs.
Who determines the urgency?
Give me a second.
All right.
It's very common for drugs in their lifespan, as more people use it, as more experience has with that drug, that we learn more things about it. And that's the yin-yang of drug approval. Who decides the urgency? That's people among your doctors in rarefied air in the ivory towers, along with the FDA and the government.
Yeah. You know my cynicism based on skepticism about most anything the FDA does. Influenced like the rest of the government by the big interests.
If you're a practicing doctor, you have no choice.
No, I understand that. I'm just saying.
If you don't follow the FDA and you have a problem, you know, they're going to take away your license.
I'm not disputing that. I'm just saying what happens with them is they're influenced by the big drug companies more often than not. Half past the hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Weekend.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Linking you to health and wellness, Dr. Ken Kronhaus here at 888-553-7536. We're going to go through some more of the results of just joining us. There are dozens of studies that have come out as a result of this week's American Heart Association scientific sessions in Orlando. A lot of things that may help you understand what's going on in your body better, help you to get focused on how you can stay healthy. The problems that people have, maybe we can, I don't know if reverse is the right word. I always hesitate to use that, Ken, reversing problems, but keeping them from getting, I guess you can in some circumstances. What process in terms of heart and circulatory health, what things go on, like plaque buildup, for example? I'm just giving you a for instance. Well, what sort of things are reversible when it comes to heart problems, heart disease?
Well, there was actually a study released about these statin drugs that high doses of statin actually, again, confirmed that there was reversal of plaque. The plaque, these hard, calcified, and soft, fatty bodies that build up on the inner lining of the circulation to the heart, they block flow to the heart and start causing symptoms of inadequate blood flow. We call it angina, chest pain, shortness of breath, palpitations, unexplained fatigue, or they can rupture and then attract clot-forming elements in the blood, like a cork in the bottle, and that's what happens when you have a heart attack. There's no blood flowing. You get permanent damage to the heart muscle. The news is that high doses of cholesterol-lowering statins, Crestor and Lipitor, reduce the amount of plaque in coronary arteries and actually reverse the progression of coronary artery disease. You know, maybe there is some Drano for the coronaries. Very exciting. It showed that 40 milligrams high-dose Crestor and high-dose Lipitor, 80 milligrams, they were on these drugs for 2 years, and they went in there and looked at the vessels, and there was melting away of the plaque. And the good news is that it was safe at high doses. So I'm not saying we should put these drugs in the water, but if you have plaque, even not causing symptoms, 30 to 60% is what ruptures where the blockage is. Unfortunately, you don't start getting symptoms till it's over 70%. So a lot of people are walking around with these 30 to 60% blockages. They have no symptoms. They rupture. They have heart attacks. That's why for so many, the first symptom's a heart attack. The best thing we have for pushing back, for reversing this process, you're asking about reversing heart disease, is high-dose statins.
All right. So what about the other kinds of plaque? And the arterial plaque is one thing. You and I have talked about my carotid arteries, which have some blockage in them. That's fairly common. Does this same procedure, the same helpful way of dealing with your arterial plaque, help the plaque that's in your carotid arteries?
The process is exactly the same. There's 60,000 miles of circulation in the body, and any of this circulation can get plaqued up, and it's the same combination of inflammation and excess cholesterol forming these plaques. They get fatty or calcified hard ones, and yes, it's the same process to push it back. You're talking about plaque in the gums, and I sent you a picture this week to try and show you the difference between plaque in the coronaries and plaque in the gums. The common denominator is inflammation, but out of the American Heart Association scientific sessions, we learned that regular professional cleaning of teeth not only gives a patient a more radiant smile, Doug, but also helps reduce the risk of heart disease or stroke. Those who had their teeth scraped and cleaned by a dentist or a dental hygienist, I have a favorite one, had a 24% lower risk of heart attack and 13% lower risk of stroke compared to those who never had a dental cleaning. These are some of the really unsung heroes of health in America, dental hygienists. I love them.
All right. So there also is a question about natural statins. You and I had talked about that a couple of years ago when I wanted to do red yeast rice. And
well, your favorite organization gave out an edict to get the statin out. I used to recommend red yeast rice. It was equivalent to very similar to Mevacor, the first statin. But your favorite group
the
down
FDA.
There in Washington gave out an edict to eliminate the red yeast rice.
Yeah. For what reason? Because it worked and the drug companies didn't like it? It affected the sales? When you buy red yeast rice at the health food store for $30, then you go buy basically the same thing for four times that from the drugstore.
Well, I don't want to defend the FDA. They can do it a lot better than I can. But what they said was it's a prescription drug, and they were getting a prescription drug without a prescription.
All right. Okay. Wonderful. Brilliant. So you need to pay more for a prescription for the same thing. That's what they're telling you. 888-553-7536. That's why people are protesting. It isn't just, there are plenty of people protesting.
And go protest in
stuff.
Washington.
Yeah.
They're not protesting the FDA, Doug.
Yeah, I know. Well, there are people who are protesting government and its lack of functionality. It's part of the frustration lots of people. And there ought to be a lot more of it, in my opinion. 888-553. I'll tell you the story. An FDA inspector visited my farm this week. And I'll tell you that story at some point in time.
I would love to hear that.
888-553-7536. Kathy's in Eau Claire, with Wisconsin, listening to WAYY. All right, Kathy, what's your question for Dr. Ken?
Dr. Ken.
Hi, Kathy.
Good morning to both of you.
Hi.
My husband has had for several years a loud chronic cough. He has been tested by the doctors. They could not find anything and told him he would have to live with it. And now he won't go back to the doctors, and it's very troubling.
Let's talk about a chronic cough, because this question comes up so often, and there are a lot of causes of this and things, some things that you don't even think about. Asthma can do this, post-nasal drip, even the stomach, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Has he been tested for GERD?
He has, and he's on medication for that.
And that has
medicine.
And I would imagine a cough this long, he's been to the lung doctor looking for an unusual infection, a lingering, untreated infection. You can have pneumonia, you can have influenza, a virus that just is not fully treated. I hope that he's looked at his lungs. He's had chest x-ray, I would imagine. Is he producing sputum, or is this a dry cough?
It is most often productive, not always, but most often.
It is productive?
Sometimes even, pardon me?
It is productive?
It is mostly productive.
What color is the sputum?
I don't know. I'm sorry, I don't look at it.
Well, this is very important. We talked about it last week.
Yeah.
You know, the red,
I heard that.
The green and the yellow is bacterial. The clear is viral. This was in a study we reported on last week. And if there's blood in it, that would tell us other things. He needs a sputum analysis. I can't believe he has a chronically productive cough. He's not been to a lung doctor, has he? A pulmonologist?
No.
Okay.
He
needs to go.
Doctor.
If he has a productive cough, you know, then it's not due to the blood pressure drugs, these ACE inhibitors, which can cause a chronic cough, but that's a dry cough. He might have chronic bronchitis, but I think you would know that. That sometimes can cause discolored sputum. Was he a smoker?
He was, but he gave that up about 35 years ago.
Okay. If he has a sudden productive cough, gave up the smoking 35 years ago, he needs to get to a lung doctor yesterday to do a sputum analysis to see what is infected, because he has an untreated infection, Kathy.
Okay. We'll go that avenue. And thank you so much, Dr. Kim.
Tell your primary doctor that he needs to see a pulmonologist, a lung specialist, and get this thing taken care of, okay? Are you coughing?
She's gone.
Okay.
888-553-7536. Americans and questions about their health. I'm looking at the Good Day Health newsletter, which we were talking about before, and the information you were talking about, women's health. This information here, as I read through it, the warning, I guess that's probably the best way of putting it, or the focus, is that doctors, too many of them, are testing the wrong women using the wrong tests for things like cervical cancer. Ken warns against the one-size-fits-all, always does that. That's why we have, in this world of specialists, in this world of people who are not general practitioners, we've gone away from that model. Everybody seems to want to see a specialist. They're not getting it. Apparently, Ken, patients are not asking the right questions, or the doctors are not asking the right questions of their patients.
You need a good medical home. I'm a big advocate as a specialist, but I'm a big advocate of have everyone, including myself, everyone having a good primary care doctor to coordinate care. But there is a role for a specialist, and you'll hear it from here where to go.
Sign up for the Good Day Health newsletter. The availability of this is every week in your email address box. Just put the email. If you go to DougStephan.com, for example, click on Dr. Ken's picture, and you can just put your email address in there. Follow the prompts. The program is heard all around the country and on the Internet at DougStephan.com. You can download podcasts of it, both your site, Ken, right? And the Doug Stephan website have all these podcasts. The Daily Dose is there. Also, there's no reason that you can't learn a whole lot. And it's pretty entertaining sometimes to listen to some of your friends ask their questions. I don't mean entertaining in the sense that it's funny, but it's imperative that you listen and hear other people's stories. That's why it's so good when you call and tell your story, if you do it quickly and ask your question, because a lot of other people, you may think to yourself, oh my God, I'm the only one who's got this problem. I don't want to bore everybody with a question. Wrong approach, wrong attitude. You're helping a lot of people because there are so many people listening to this program. There are more radio stations carrying this program every weekend than any other medical show. So the information is getting out. It just needs to have ears, and so you provide us with the ears. There are just link after link, information galore, and Ken will point you in the right direction. 888-553-7536. More of your calls for Dr. Ken coming right up here.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. Who lets you watch movies instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console?
Duh! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation, as combat wounded Purple Heart recipients, are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and today we're going to be talking about how to select the badge that's right for you. The other day, I had an appointment, and as I was waiting in the room, they said to me, "We have a badge that you have to wear, and all the badges are numbered. Would you like number one, or would you like number seven?" Now, number seven, of course, is a lucky number for a lot of people. How many of us would have taken number seven to be lucky and not number one? Well, if you know me by now, I selected badge number one because I like to run around and say I am number one, and I like to show it off. And I don't like to rely on luck for things that I want to have happen in my life. Each and every one of us should think of ourselves as number one. When we go into a room and they say, "What badge do you want?" even if they don't give you a choice, ask for badge number one. Is it egotistical? No. Is it a self-fulfilling prophecy? Yes, it is. Be number one. Carry it with you. Show it with you. Show your badge of honor of being number one. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
888-553-7536. Your calls to Dr. Ken, starting now with Ron in Wilmington, North Carolina. Hi, Ron.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Ron.
Calling about a recent article I read in the September issue of the Reader's Digest, Health Digest section. I'm a heart patient, heart attack 12 years ago with a stent, et cetera. And it regards calcium tablets. There was the UCLA test was performed by two cardiologists, and the results of their tests on these daily calcium tablets that many of us take, 1,000 milligrams, 1,200 milligrams, was that there was a propensity for a higher incidence of heart attacks. And their recommendation was anything over 600 milligrams was not their recommendation, per se.
Ron,
so
great.
My question is,
yes.
No, that's my question. Should I dial back?
You're breaking up, but I'm sure your question is, should you take calcium? And it's very confusing, especially for women. We tell all the women to take calcium to make sure their bones don't get too soft and they have dangerous hip fractures as they get older. And then you hear I talk about plaques, hard plaques in the circulation to the heart are filled with calcium. So what do you do? Let me help untangle this, and I'll make it real simple. The calcium in the body, it should be either in the bones or in the blood flow. It should not be in the walls of the blood vessels clogging up the circulation. And the way to avoid it getting into the circulation is taking it and getting into the walls of the blood vessels is to take it with vitamin D. The studies that you're referencing discovered that if you take calcium with vitamin D, you'll avoid the calcium ending up in the walls of the circulation. So I urge everybody who's taking calcium to make sure they take it with vitamin D. You want to talk to your doctors about what's the right dose for you.
Vitamin D.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. 888-553-7536. According to a study, this is not a medical study. This is a study of Americans. 9% of Americans, 9% of Americans approve of the way Congress is doing its job. When asked for specifics, interestingly enough, the conversation usually goes to personal issues that people have with Congress, the Obamacare and or just in general laws that affect health and well-being. It's interesting that the Gallup survey among them this week, Ken, suggests that most Americans don't want the health care. They want to have it repealed and something else that makes more sense. Do you think people really understand what is in this health care bill? I mean, it became a political...
It's over 2,000 pages.
Right.
And a Gallup survey of more than 1,000 Americans this week found that 47% favor the repeal of health care reform versus 42% who want the law kept in place. The problem is, even the people who voted for it didn't read it, and as little pieces come out, people, Americans don't want to be forced to do anything, and this forces you to have to buy insurance.
Yeah. The other side of it is we don't want to be paying for people. There ought to be some way of guarding against us paying for a lot of illegal immigrants and other people who don't have any coverage.
I have a great trivia question about shingles coming up.
Stand by. 51 after. Good Day Weekend with Dr. Ken.
The shattered Rust Belt, come the Lost Vegas.
Now also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Dr. Ken, we have some lines open. Better grab them, or we have another great hour coming up. But if you don't get them now, I promise you they won't be there coast to coast. Any questions you have about your health, your parents, your kids, yourself, 1-888-55-DR-KEN, 1-888-553-7536. I've been in medicine since the 1970s when I was an MD, PhD, a medical scientist training program student at the University of Pennsylvania, and then I was an intern and resident at Duke University, and then went out to California to finish my training at the University of California in San Francisco, and I've been in practice in Central Florida near Orlando ever since the late 1980s. There's almost nothing in medicine I haven't seen at least once. I'm a spokesperson for the American Heart Association. I'd love to help you get to the next step. There's no paperwork. There's no bill. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. I promise I won't embarrass you. I will talk to you about anything you want, even sex. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. And my trivia question of the week, and hopefully Doug will be generous and give something away for this. I haven't asked
about this.
Yes, we have
a swell prize if you figure this out.
He's not yelling at me about being generous with his prizes.
That's okay.
But herpes zoster, this is recurrence of the chickenpox virus that you get as a kid. It lives in your nerves. And then as you get older, usually a little past 60, you start getting these horrible skin blisters. Sometimes we think you're having a heart attack. The pain's so bad in your chest. And my question is, I know some of you unfortunately have had it. You think it's gone. What is the recurrence rate? What fraction of people who have shingles or herpes zoster will have it again? 1-888-55-DR-KEN. That is the trivia question of the day.
We want you to be well. We want you to have hope. We want you to think through what your options are. That's why this program has become as popular as it is, because it offers information and hope, powerful things in treatment of disease. And your well-being oftentimes depends on the good words that you hear as much as the help that you may get from a scientist. But words are very important and encouraging. And so we encourage you to share your questions with us here. You just talked about shingles before we go back to the phone. How connected is that, the herpes virus, to Epstein-Barr? Isn't there a connection?
They're viruses, but they do different things in the body.
Which one causes mono?
The Epstein.
Epstein-Barr.
A variation of it.
Okay. All right. And once they're in your body, they never go away, right?
Many of them don't. That is a big problem with viruses.
888-553-7536, Dennis in Santa Teresa, New Mexico. Hi.
Good morning, Doug. It's a pleasure to be on this program. I discovered your program several months ago, and I've been listening to it daily, almost religiously, and then Dr. Ken's program on the weekend. I really look forward to it.
Good. We appreciate when you worship at our altar. Thank you, sir.
Dennis, we hope you don't figure out how to get rid of this addiction.
Right.
Well, I can't. I even set my alarm to get up at 4 a.m. is when you come on here in Santa Teresa, New Mexico, and it's been so informative. I even get your newsletter, and I really read that religiously too. But my question is regarding atherosclerosis. I was diagnosed with it. I'm 63 years old. I grew up in a ranching environment, so, you know, I ate beef and other meat all my life. And I saw this program, one that Sanjay Gupta did, about Bill Clinton becoming a vegan, etc. And then I got Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn from the Cleveland Clinic's book on reversing heart disease.
Great.
I read it from cover to cover like 10 times, and almost 5 months ago, I became a vegan.
All right, so we need to get to your question, sir, because we're running out of time here. What do you want to know?
The question is the diet and reversing heart disease. Caldwell Esselstyn swears by it, and so does Dean Ornish and so on. What are your comments on it?
Well, it's a good try. Some people can. Some people need an added boost. I think it depends how severe your heart problem is. You know, I'm a great advocate of a healthy diet, low-fat, low-cholesterol, ideal body weight-maintaining diet, and I even still like to limit the salt, although we can argue about that for hours. And I think it's very important to be on this diet. There are some people to lower the risk of heart attacks and strokes who are at very high risk. I'm a little uneasy about, and I'm not a big pill pusher, but I'm a little uneasy about just using diet. And I think this has to be determined on an individual basis. You know, if you've got a 60% plaque sitting at the beginning of your widowmaker in the circulation, yes, I want you to be on a low-fat, low-cholesterol diet, but I don't think it's enough. I'm going to want to push a statin there because I want you to be around as long as possible. If you have mild coronary disease, I think it's a great way to approach it.
All right, there's that answer. 59 past the hour, another hour up and coming with Dr. Ken here.